Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going deep on injection molding,
Right.
but not, like your average plastic lunchbox or anything.
Right.
We're talking about the really cutting edge stuff, the innovations that are like changing how products look and feel, even how they work.
Exactly. We're talking about how injection molding is creating those sleek, modern designs you see everywhere, like smartphones, car interiors, even medical devices.
Okay, so that sounds pretty cool, but I think for a lot of our listeners, maybe a quick explanation of what injection molding IS would be helpful.
Yeah, sure. Basically, you're injecting molten plastic into a highly precise mold. It cools and hardens, and boom, you've got a three-dimensional part.
Okay, so like those old plastic molds you used to make chocolates with as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Except on an industrial scale and way more complex, obviously.
Right, right. Okay, so I'm picturing this molten plastic being injected. But the real magic is in the design and materials, right?
Yeah, totally. The core process has been around forever, but the innovations we're seeing now are just incredible.
Okay, so let's get into some of those innovations. Our source material mentions this cool technique called two-color injection molding. How does that even work, having two colors in one part?
It's actually really ingenious. Basically, you mold in stages. First, one material or color gets injected into the mold. Then another material, maybe a different color or type of plastic, is injected right on top or alongside the first one.
So it's like a layered cake, but with plastic. And that lets you create those parts that have different colors or textures in different areas.
You got it. Like a car steering wheel. A lot of them use two-color injection molding.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
The inside part is a strong, rigid plastic, but the outside, the part you touch, is softer, more tactile.
Right, so you get both grip and comfort.
Exactly. And by using two materials in one part, you eliminate the need to, assemble multiple pieces.
So more efficient and less waste. That makes a lot of sense. What are some other examples where we see this two-color molding?
Well, you see it a lot in electronics. Like an electronic cigarette with a clear case that changes colors when you hold it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and car dashboards, like those wave patterns that flow across the surface, they use different materials to play with light and texture.
So it's not just visual, it can also affect how the surface feels.
Exactly.
This two-color molding is really interesting. I'm seeing how it blends form and function. But I'm curious about the materials themselves. Our source material mentioned some new types of plastics that are really changing how products look and feel.
Yeah, the world of materials is constantly evolving. Take engineering plastics, for example. They're high strength, very glossy, perfect for giving electronics that premium look and feel.
So like the smooth, almost velvety texture on my phone.
Probably, yeah.
Cool. What about sustainability? Are there eco-friendly options that can achieve that same level of sleekness?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes. Biodegradable plastics are getting more and more popular.
Okay, so like that rough recycled paper bag look.
Sometimes, yeah. But we're seeing biodegradable plastics that mimic things like wood grain.
Oh, interesting.
Perfect for like cosmetic packaging, even furniture.
Wow. So we're moving away from just basic plastics to materials that are high-tech, eco-friendly. What's next?
Well, speaking of eco-friendly, there's another innovation that's being driven by the need for sustainability, and that's thin wall design.
Okay, thin wall design. So it sounds kind of straightforward, just making the walls thinner.
Yeah, right? I mean, at its core, that's the idea, but it's a lot more complicated than you might think.
Right, of course. There's got to be some engineering magic going on.
It's all about finding that perfect balance between using less material and, making sure the part is still strong enough to do its job. Like, imagine a plastic water bottle.
Okay, yeah.
You want it to be lightweight, easy to squeeze, but it can't, just collapse when you try to drink from it.
Right, right. And that's where the engineering comes in. They use these super sophisticated computer programs to simulate how different wall thicknesses will perform under pressure. So they can figure out, which areas need to be reinforced.
Wow. So it's like they're designing at a microscopic level almost.
It's pretty incredible. And the benefits, well, they're huge. First, you're using less plastic, which is obviously good for the environment.
Yeah, sustainability is a big deal these days.
Absolutely. Plus, less material means lower production costs.
Right, so it's a win-win for both the manufacturers and the planet. Are there any other benefits?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lighter products mean lower shipping costs, fewer emissions from trucks and planes.
Oh, right, of course. I didn't even think about that.
It all adds up. And then there's the aesthetic side of things. Consumers just, you know, they love that sleek, thin look.
True. It's like thinness equals high tech in our minds. Like a thin phone just feels more advanced than a clunky one, even if it isn't really. Exactly. It's interesting how our perceptions of technology are so tied to design. But speaking of design, let's move on to something that can really make a product stand out, and that's surface treatments.
Okay, surface treatments. What are we talking about here? Like paint and stuff?
It can be paint, yeah, but there's a whole world of other techniques that are being used to create these incredible effects on the surface of plastic parts.
Oh, okay. Like what?
Well, one of the coolest is laser engraving. You've probably seen it on your electronics, those really intricate logos or, you know, tiny texts.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I never really thought about how they do that.
It's basically a super precise laser beam that etches the design right onto the surface of the plastic.
Wow, high tech.
Totally. And it's perfect for adding, like, branding, decorative elements, even anti-counterfeiting measures.
So is there anything you can't do with laser engraving?
The possibilities are pretty much endless. You can create intricate patterns, realistic images, even 3D textures.
Wow, that's amazing.
So laser engraving is all about adding visual detail. But if you want to change the way a surface feels, that's where texture design comes in.
Texture design. Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
It's about adding tactile appeal to the surface. It can be anything from a rough, grainy texture to a soft, velvety feel.
So you're not just seeing the surface, you're feeling it too.
Exactly. Like, think about the soft touch surfaces on a car dashboard or the textured grip on like a fancy kitchen appliance.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. So they're not just smooth plastic anymore, they've got personality.
Right, and that can make a huge difference in how we perceive the quality of a product.
It's funny how these little details can have such a big impact on how we feel about a product.
It's all about creating a more complete sensory experience.
Okay, so we've got laser engraving for visual detail, texture design for tactile appeal.
Mm.
What other surface treatment tricks do you have up your sleeve?
Well, there's one more that I think you'll find really interesting, and it's not just about aesthetics. This one's about protection.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me about this protective surface treatment.
It's called coating. And yeah, coatings can definitely make a product look better, but they can also really enhance its durability, you know, make it more resistant to scratches, wear and tear, even UV damage.
So it's like armor for plastic?
Yeah, exactly. Like, think about your sunglasses. They have a coating that protects your eyes from UV rays, right?
Right, right.
Same principle applies here. The coating acts as a barrier, protecting the plastic underneath.
Okay, that makes sense. So are there, like, different types of coatings? For different purposes, I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Some are super hard, like scratch-resistant, good for phone screens or eyeglasses. Others are more flexible, you know, for things that might get bumped around. And some coatings are even antimicrobial, which is obviously important for things like medical devices.
Wow, so there's a whole science behind coatings, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a whole field of study. And it plays a big role in, you know, making products last longer, which is good for everyone.
Right, so less waste ends up in landfills. You know, it's amazing to think about how much goes into making these products that we use every day. I mean, we started with just like mold and plastic, and now we're talking about lasers and microscopic coatings.
It's pretty wild, right?
Yeah, it really is. And it makes you appreciate like the ingenuity and the design that goes into everything around us.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up, I guess the big takeaway is that injection molding is so much more than just you know, making plastic shapes. It's constantly evolving with all these incredible innovations in materials, design, and even these surface treatments.
It's really a testament to human ingenuity, isn't it?
It really is. Mm-hmm. And I think it leaves us with a lot to think about, like what's next for injection molding? What new materials and techniques are they going to come up with?
Yeah, who knows what the future holds. But I think it's safe to say that injection molding is going to keep playing a huge role in shaping our world.
Absolutely. So next time you pick up a product, you know, take a moment to think about all the technology and design that went into making it. You might just be holding a piece of the future. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.